On this 11th Sunday after Pentecost, it's an honor for me to offer this Mass for you. In my mind, it was a private Mass, but it was in the bulletin, so that is why so many people are here, and hence a sermon for you, as it is a Sunday, a day on which we know we're not only obliged to come to Mass, but we're also obliged to hear a sermon. So do pray for your priests who need to preach the truth. Not only need to give you the sacraments, but also need to give you the Word of God, which you will hopefully hear a connection with that comment in today's Gospel and the few words to follow. But I would like to just extend my gratitude for all of you to hold this pilgrimage as a parish and those who help, certainly. It is a great manifestation of your faith to know that these things cannot go by the wayside. They must remain, and it's up to very strong shoulders, great personalities, and a conviction to keep these going. So please, again, have this annual pilgrimage, which hopefully will give many graces. And also I encourage all of you this Mass to give gratitude to Almighty God for what He gave. Not everyone here, not everyone on the pilgrimage understood or will ever understand all the graces received, but certainly we need to give gratitude because with those graces received, God is the one, the source of all of them. For today's Mass, the epistle is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Brethren, I make known unto you the gospel which I preached to you, which also you have received and wherein you stand, by which also you are saved. If you hold fast after what manner I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all, which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that He was seen by Cephas, and after by the 11. Then was He seen by more than 500 brethren at once, of whom many remained until this present, and some are fallen asleep. After that He was seen by James, then by all the apostles, and last of all, He was seen also by me, and by one born out of due time. For I am the least of the apostles, who am not worthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God I am what I am, and His grace in me hath not been void. The Gospel is taken from St. Mark, chapter 7. At that time Jesus, going out of the coast of Tyre, came by Sidon to the Sea of Galilee, through the midst of the coast of Decapolis. And they being to Him one deaf and dumb, and they besought Him that He would lay His hands upon him. And taking Him from the multitude apart, He put His fingers into His ears, and spitting, He touched His tongue. And looking up to heaven, He groaned and said to Him, Ephphatha, which is, be thou opened. And immediately His ears were opened, and the string of His tongue was loosed, and He spoke right. And He charged them that they should tell no man. But the more He charged them, so much the more a great deal did they publish it, and so much the more did they wonder, saying, He hath done all these things well. He hath made both the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. Thus are the words of the Holy Gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Could anyone say what of the seven sacraments this Gospel speaks of? Every sacrament has a beginning, a body, and an end. A lot of times we only think of the body, what we think as the substance of a sacrament, Holy Communion, when you receive on your tongue the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ, You think that's communion, when actually there's much before that, and there must be much after that. And those three elements will be what we say is Holy Communion. But this gospel speaks of a different sacrament. But we want to consider what it is, because as we are possibly puzzled to think of which one it applies to, that goes for our whole life. We are puzzled by the words of God. We don't necessarily understand their meaning. Yet, by faith, and as we see in our lives most likely, those words are powerful. And they're meant to really shake our lives in a good way, to let the bad fall off, and to let the good to expand higher. This gospel refers to baptism. We think so often of baptism as when the water pours over the forehead of a child. But that's not it. That's not only what we want. There is much before that action of the pouring of the water, and there ought to be so much after as well, a life living in the grace of Almighty God. But these few ceremonies that take place before the pouring of the water are the one anointing beforehand, the two exorcisms, and then the exact semblance of today's gospel is when the priest takes his spittle and anoints the earlobes and the nose. How many of us recall those simple ceremonies or even think that they're very significant for us? They're so significant that they're in the gospel, and it's where the priest imitates directly our Lord Jesus Christ. All this is said to highlight today's gospel so that you don't pass it over without any understanding of its significance. But it's also encouraging to you to try to appreciate more the sacraments that are given to you. But do not only receive the sacraments, try to prepare for them and try to thank God for them. And the more that we live our lives connected with these sacraments, and especially baptism, which takes place before we understand, most of us, if not all of us, were baptized before we had any reason. We couldn't remember. We might see pictures. We are told we are baptized. We have faith that we were baptized. We have confidence that our parents are telling us the truth that we are baptized. That faith, but also going back to that baptismal ceremony, will be the key to our success going forward. Those who do not appreciate the sacraments are those who fall by the wayside. But those Catholics who look at them, who want to attend the sacraments, those baptisms where there are a lot of people, because they understand the significance, the beauty, those are the Catholics usually who persevere. You're therefore encouraged to make every sacrament a celebration. But that comes now to this Mass, Holy Communion. Holy Communion ought to be a celebration. During Mass, you're preparing. Before Mass, you should be preparing to receive God Almighty, the God who created this world, the God who is adored in this church, the God who allows you to remain in existence. This God is the one whom you receive into your unworthy body, your limited body, your sinful body at times. But that is the God whom, after you receive him, is the one to whom you must give thanks for having offered you the greatest of all gifts. But it takes that faith to think of it. It takes that faith to give gratitude. And so that is what we pray today, is that we have a better appreciation and a greater faith in these sacraments. Yet it will take time to consider them and go back to them as a family and to think of this gospel as something beautiful and not something distasteful. How many of the young adults here today, or even the children, not necessarily the parents, because they have to deal with things all the time, but how many of you would have wanted someone to put their spittle on your tongue? That's what the gospel says Christ did. It doesn't seem appealing. How many of you even recognized the actual expression of the gospel because you just passed it over? God, through this gospel and through the baptismal ceremony, wants to give to us this short message that He wants us to be opened to accept the graces that He wants to give through things which are often distasteful. And those distasteful things are what you know as a cross. And that is what we just underwent, the pilgrimage. You undergo every day your crosses, but do be open to them, because those are the ones which will allow your senses to accept the graces of God. And if we are able to see these things, these crosses in this manner, we will be able to be like the saints commemorated today, St. Louis. Don't forget him today. He is one who is the patron of our Eucharistic Crusade chapter at this parish. All crusaders and all former crusaders ought to remember today and ask St. Louis to help us be like him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.